Welcome to Order Militaris Radio TV. We're lifelong Catholics, and what we do is all for free, and for the love of Jesus Christ, and for our Holy Mother, the Church, and we'll defend our Holy Mother, the Church. Today, we have a barn burner for you. We're going to investigate all things Disney. We're going to first lead off with the Disney film made in 2018, finally released this year, A Sound of Freedom. Then we'll get into the Disney Plus TV series, Ataturk. So, welcome, Brother Alexis.
Thank you, AJ, for having me on Order Militaris Radio TV, your unique Catholic apostolate, where we talk in the light of Catholic faith about every topic under the sun, but especially things that are connected to the deep state and globalism. So, if you like those topics, you want to subscribe to this channel and remember, AJ is homebound and handicapped, so if you want to help him build a studio, make a contribution to the studio fund. So I find it amazing that this film, which is now the talk of the town around the world because of its really dark and serious topic, child trafficking, was made in 2018 and is only released now. Before we get into that, what is this film about? Who produced it? Who directed it? Who starred in it?
Okay, so it is called The Sound of Freedom. It was made by 20th Century Fox, which then was sold out to Disney. So, in and right, it is 100% a Disney film. They got money from Disney to make this film. It is produced by Eduardo First Stuggi, directed by Alessandro Monteverdi, starring Jim Caviezel, Mira Sovano, and Bill Kemp. And I believe the producer also stars in it, Eduardo, somewhere.
Okay, so in publicity, a lot of people saying this is Mel Gibson's film. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Why? Why are they saying this is Mel Gibson's film if none of his name doesn't appear there?
They're saying it because, well, he did one video on his whatever social media he uses saying it's a great film, go watch it.
Oh, okay, so he's not the producer, the director. Okay, so this is not a film by Mel Gibson, that's the first thing to know. What is this film about?
It is about the life and career of CIA agent turned DHS agent Tim Ballard, and he goes undercover to find and arrest child predators to take down child trafficking businesses and also to save kids.
And where does his crusade take him?
It takes him all the way to Cartagena, Colombia. And it was there that the DHS, his handler at the DHS called him, said, you're getting too close. You need to come home now, or you'll be fired.
And how did he respond to that?
He calls his wife, like, they want me to come home. They're threatening me with being fired. What should I do? And in the movie, she says, do what you're doing to save the kids. But in real life, she says, as a matter of my faith, it is important for me to continue your work. So he's like, so he has to focus to stay in character. All in all, thinking, oh, heck, we got 6 kids at home. How are we going to pay the bills?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Clint Beck takes care of everything. Raises all the money, you know, millions of dollars for him to do his undercover missions.
Okay, that's great. A great thing Glenn Beck did. Now, How many years does he spend in this crusade? Is he still alive?
He's still alive, still doing it. Probably not as deep of undercover as he can now because of the movie, but...
So, did he go and arrest criminals, or did he go and liberate children?
Both.
Okay, and what's his record? How many children has he rescued so far, according to published reports?
Published reports... And I am not sure if he ever mentioned that, but in the movie, Jim Caviezel uses the number about 299 bad guys arrested.
Okay, so it could be well over 1,000 or maybe children liberated. Yeah. Okay, so this is a most horrible form of depravity. Child trafficking, but this isn't just any child traffickers, people who may kidnap a kid because they're going to sell them in an adoption scheme. What were some of these traffickers involved in?
Sex slavery and child trafficking by selling them to for adoption, like what Russia is doing with Ukrainian children. It goes darker and darker into...
Does it have to do with the sale of children for organ harvesting?
Mm-hmm.
Satanic rituals?
Mm-hmm.
Enslavement?
Yep.
And is this just in Latin America, or did his crusade take him to other continents?
It takes him mostly to South America and Colombia, but... When he started to work with Glenn Beck, he went all over Asia, Southeast Asia, and the Middle East.
Okay. And for the viewers who don't know, Latin America is infested with pedophilia for a variety of reasons. It's a hot land. People give into their passions. But the indigenous cultures of Latin America didn't have laws against having sex with girls as young as 12 or 10. There was no concept of age of consent. And the indigenous cultures of Latin America still exist. The teaching of the church didn't change that so much. And there's still a lot of pagan practices and immoral practices. But I am told that the clergy of Colombia are particularly involved in pedophilia. This is a problem everywhere. Men who should have never been allowed to become priests. This has not to do with the fact that what the Catholic priesthood stands for, but the inability of the Catholic Church as an institution to see that the correct people are trained to be its representatives, and that has not yet been corrected. It has to be corrected from Rome. So this is what's the viewer reaction, and has this movie become a blockbuster overnight?
Yeah, it's people are going to it with great. They're loving it, but they're also, just disgusted by how this has been going on. And it's grossed over $40 million worldwide.
Okay, and is that who's making that money? Where's that money go? Is it going to Versus Stugi, the producer?
Probably to Versus. Producer, director, and all of the stars.
Yeah, who is the buyer? Who bought from him, Eduardo Verstugi, the rights to put this in American cinemas? Who are these brothers?
Okay, so there's the Harmon brothers. They're also buying Angel Studios. Jeff, Neil, and Daniel Harmon are three brothers. They like to do marketing and old-fashioned hard work. And they work with major companies, Aura Brush, Walmart, Walgreens.
And what is their religion? What's their end politics?
Mormonism and conservatism.
Okay, now for those around the world that don't know the Church of Mormon is, It was found by a guy calling himself, who said he found the Book of Mormon. And he said he was the second Muhammad. And in the Mormon church, before U.S. law stopped them, they practiced polygamy. And some groups of Mormons today, because it's not all unified, actually still practice pedophilia, child marriage, as 12 years old. And there's even reports that boys are raped by their fathers in the Mormon church. Of course, that's an aberration. It's not taught by their church. So Eduardo Verstuggi, the guy who bought these rights. So the movie was made by Fox, which was bought by Disney. Is Disney the reason why this took 5 years to get to the theater?
Plus, COVID hit and everything shut down. So right before COVID hit, Eduardo bought the rights from Disney.
Okay. He took 3 years to find the Hammond brothers?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of films weren't put into the theaters during the pandemic because no one could get to the theaters. They were closed. So that's pretty understandable. So who is this Eduardo Verastuegui? Who is he?
If you search him, it'll come up with that he is the Mexican version of Brad Pitt.
And I hate to ask, is he a married man?
No.
Is he a Catholic?
He claims to be.
Okay. And were there ever rumors he was engaged or involved in some kind of relationship with other persons?
Yeah, in 2018, it looked like he was to marry a 23-year-old Russian model, Kinzia Alexandrovia. And he went.
And where did he meet her?
Moscow, the Red Square.
So he was in Moscow in 2018 before the war in the Ukraine broke out. He bought the rights right 2 years before the war broke out. So there's a possibility, because Eduardo Verstuggi, he's not wealthy, is he? What has he done as a career?
Some TV show appearances. He did some pop music, some small production films.
Okay. So it's possible he might have risked his entire fortune. That's impossible. But there's some strange photos of him that suggest other things. There's one where he appears next to a beautiful female actress, but how is he dressed?
Very risque.
What, like a male stripper?
Yep.
Are there rumors that he was in his youth gay or involved in a gay relationship?
Yeah, with 98 Degrees singer, one of the pop singers, Ricky Martin.
And did Ricky Martin subsequently come out as gay?
Yep.
And is Ricky Martin married to a man? Okay, so I use married in the common sense. We Catholics don't consider that marriage. So that's what Eduardo Verstuggi. And what's his political views as far as Verstuggi? And what's his latest venture, personal venture in politics?
So he's conservative. He spoke at the CPAC in Hungary. He also did a CPAC in Mexico. And right after the movie got released and is doing well, he decided to throw his hat in the ring to run for the next president of Mexico.
So he has strong Republican backing in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a curious thing happened while we were preparing for the show. I said to AJ, well, since he's from Mexico and he's Mexican, this film was made in Spanish, wasn't it?
And at the time it said, no, just in English. But then when I went back to the page, now it says languages. Languages. And it says now English and Spanish.
So the page was changed while you and I were talking about it before the show.
Yeah.
After I said, Well, if it was only made in English, this is obviously propaganda directed at the American audience, because you would, if it was, it was made, it was financed and produced and directed by Hispanics in Colombia, it should have been shot in Spanish and then also released in an English version.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so talk about Big Brother, how the reality changes as you speak. This is the first time I've ever seen this happen, and that means they have AI in some intelligence agency that's listening to us that is editing Wikipedia as people speak around the world. So that as soon as you say anything, Wikipedia will be changed to make what you say look false. Yeah. And this is a very serious matter. So why would someone be listening to us and editing Wikipedia at the same time? Is this a movie against the deep state or by the deep state?
By the deep state.
Why would you say that, AJ?
I don't say it. Jim says it.
What do you mean Jim says it? You mean Jim Scovell's a star in it?
Yeah.
Yesterday. What does he say in it? Yeah, what did he say in his clip that was published yesterday?
Every time I do a film, I'm working with agents.
And he meant government agents?
Yeah.
Yeah. Every time. And the person interviewing him saying, like, you mean on the film you just did? No, he says all my films. So people saying, was Passion of the Christ a government-funded film? You know, all the films he did? So, and Jim was not joking there. He was serious. He didn't explain himself. So we're not saying he works with the CIA and FBI and Homeland Security and firearms and tobacco. We're not saying it. He said it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's another reason why we say, plus what Jim said, they got permission to film where Tim Ballard worked in the DHS part in California, in his office.
They got the film in the government offices, which is a breach of security. Okay. So this is a film about Ballard, and Ballard is a CIA Homeland Security agent. So it is known that the U.S. government funds films to make the Army, Air Force, Marines, fourth branch of the military look good. And so a lot of films have been funded like that. Like Independence Day was actually co-funded. And a lot of films out of Hollywood were all funded by the DOD. But if he got funding, if this film got funding from anyone, it was really a small amount of funding, because it only was cost him $14 million to make this film. Okay. So, however, let's do a little diversion in Cavell's life. We did a background check on Jim Caviezel to find out something from him. And we learned things like his name is Swiss.
Yep.
And that it's not originally a Swiss name. What did we find about his surname? It's from southern Switzerland, Lugano. But his is a variation of a name that is
Swiss.
Romanche. Yeah, Romanche. Yeah, and his actual name means little house, you know.
Yeah.
So, but it's a variant of a German family that moved there. A German family actually is Jewish.
Yeah.
Okay. Or could be Jewish, a Jewish name. And Jim, is he a married man?
Yep.
And what's his religion?
Catholicism.
And is he considered a devout Catholic?
Yeah, but
How many children has he had? Because he's been married quite a number of years since the 90s, huh?
Biologically, zero.
What do you mean biologically? I didn't intend to share that link there. But you mean his wife is sterile, or he's not had children with his wife? Or some tragedy happened.
And he's only adopted kids from China with serious to lethal health problems that will die, but...
Okay. So his wife had several miscarriages. She couldn't have children anymore, and they decided to adopt. So it's a tragic situation, which means he will, as a Catholic, he can't marry again. He can't divorce just because his wife is not able to have kids. And so that means he will not personally have children. So it's interesting. He's going to do a show. He did this movie about child trafficking. When he himself is involved in taking children from China internationally into his own home, he did it out of charity, didn't have any trafficking. There's no even rumors of bad motives there. And he has pictures, loving pictures of himself and his three adopted kids. But are anyone else involved in this film involved in adopting children from foreign countries?
Tim Ballard.
Okay, so how did Tim Ballard adopt kids?
His student in Colombia, he bought the kids as a part of this thing. So when you do this thing, is normally once you're done, the bad guys are arrested, then you would give them back to the family. He didn't do that. He kept them, brought them to the United States, and adopted them.
Okay, it could be the parents that were dead, so we're not saying it. But to buy children and then adopt them is an extremely unusual way of getting children. And so that's bizarre. I, as an anthropologist, I found it concerning, to use the most mild word I can think of, that the publicity for this film shows two men grabbing a child.
Mm-hmm.
Two men. There's no woman there. Mm-hmm. There's no mother there. I haven't seen the film, so I don't see if there's any scenes where children are brought back to their mothers. Because if you're going to rescue a child, is it a rescue if you don't bring the child back to its mother?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So Glenn Beck, who financed this film, is Glenn Beck someone who adopted children?
Oh, yeah. And they're also have... illnesses.
Okay. So there's probably nothing strange in that other than that it's so hard to adopt a child. And the children that are in good health and look good get taken first. But it does imply a certain, in my opinion, desperation. Okay. So here, I have nothing against people adopting children whose parents don't want them for some reason. My grandfather was adopted. I would not exist without adoption. So I'm not opposed to adoption of itself. But if you can't have kids, you don't have to adopt. And if you have a compulsion to adopt because you don't have children, that's not a sane, normal psychology. I just want to get that off. That doesn't mean adopting kids is evil or badly motivated. But, you know, there should be some concern there. So, but when you're adopting totally handicapped children who are going to die, that is a wonderful work of mercy if it's done for the love of God and not because you have a need to have children around you, okay, which wouldn't be charitable. That would be exploitative. But some situations are neither virtuous nor vicious because they're good in the way what happens to the children, but they're not really motivated for supernatural reasons. And I say this in general, not in regard to Jim or Glenn, okay. But it is strange that everyone in this film has adopted children, except the director, who's never married and is accused of a homosexual issue. That's real. And that the art for the film shows two men getting a child. Because what is the cultural Marxist agenda in the United States right now? That gay couples have the right to your children.
Mm-hmm.
Now, AJ, there's a lot of gay couples who would like kids, and they don't want to go through the genetic things of hiring a woman and stuff. They see this film. Do you think they're going to be opposed to child trafficking or maybe tempted to get involved?
Tempted.
Because and, yeah, go ahead.
They'd be tempted because of the imagery, because the image shows two guys going for the kid, which is what they want to do.
Now, does this film put a blame on anyone for this whole international trafficking in children?
That we can see from the preview, because like you, I haven't seen it. It still hasn't been released okay. in our area.
From Jim's interviews, what is he implying is behind the child trafficking? The killing of children for extraction of adrenochrome and things of that sort.
He's very pro-Russian. He puts okay. the blame on Ukraine.
Yeah. He also puts the blame on what? Through what alphabet agency?
FBI.
Okay. So what alphabet agency is known to be a drug-rugging organization since it was founded by the Nazi spy agency, which is a drug-rugging organization?
CIA.
And what drugs do they run in from, and where do they run them from?
Cocaine. They run all the drugs. They run from Afghanistan, Turkey.
So if there is a drug running cartel for adrenochrome that requires the torturing of children to death before it's extracted, is this likely the CIA is behind that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is very serious issue. So one thing we should be wary about is propaganda in Hollywood. Does Hollywood have any kind of a reputation of working with the deep state or intel agencies in the United States?
Oh yeah.
How long back does it go?
At least the beginning of World War II.
Okay. So, and for that reason, like the war on drugs, we have to be concerned about misinformation and disinformation. Misinformation is giving you the wrong information. Disinformation is giving you information that distracts you from the correct information. So when I was a young man, there was a thing called war on drugs. Ronald Reagan declared it. And all this money was spent breaking the drug cartels. But they didn't break the drug cartels. The drug cartels are just as big as ever. They broke the drug cartels that weren't cooperating with the CIA, because the CIA was bringing in drugs to Arkansas. That's what made Clinton's family wealthy and powerful. It was covered up. The Bushes were involved in it. The wars in Afghanistan was all to protect the poppy production for the CIA. There's a lot of things going on. So if anyone else is running an adrenochrome sex trafficking, child trafficking organization, that's competition for whoever in the deep state's doing it, whether it's FBI or CIA. And then a film like this could be actually have a different purpose than you think. You watching it think it's advocacy to end this criminal operations around the world. But what it really might be is to shut down the competition with the deep state in this trafficking and to increase clientele by getting people to watch the film to be salaciously interested in having children for themselves or having an adrenochrome for themselves. So if this film is merely made and is not used to change anything, then I would say it's serving the second interest. And if this film has some effect and Congress starts spending money to shut down this trafficking, you can be pretty sure they won't be shutting down the CIA's networks. Mm-hmm. And then it will have both of things. And this might explain why Jim says all the films I make, there's agents there. Because most of these films are misinformation or disinformation or propaganda for the deep state one way or the other. Or at least to get you distracted from what they're doing when they're doing it. Now, how does this film have to do with Disney and what Disney is doing in other areas that also appears to be deep state funded or having an agenda promoting deep state agenda?
So, there's news out of Florida about a year or so ago that Disney employees, 108 Disney employees were arrested in a human trafficking sting.
108 of them. Okay. This doesn't surprise me because I went to high school in Florida and I had a friend in high school that worked one summer at Walt Disney World in Orlando. And the next year when he came back, I said, how did you like your job? He goes, I liked the job very well. He says, the hard thing was saying no to all the gays that wanted to pick me up. And I said, what do you mean, gays? He goes, yeah, most of the male staff at Disney World are gay, and they pick up young men. And this, I'll tell you the year of this. This was the year 1981. So what you just told me doesn't surprise me, because polls have shown that 6% of gay men want to have sex with little boys or minor boys. So Disney really wouldn't want to expose child trafficking. It might be going on right at Disney World, right?
Yeah, and there would not be Disney World or Disneyland without the CIA buying those two pieces of land for Walt Disney himself.
What? What's the story behind that? He just laid on something he didn't discuss in our preparation for this program, so I'm surprised. What's that story about?
So, starting in the mid-1960s, when Disney set out to establish Disney World theme park, they wanted to get the land at below market price. Disney operatives engaged in a far-ranging conspiracy to make sure sellers had no idea who was buying their Central Florida property. By resorting so much tactics, Disney acquired more than 40 square miles of land for less than 200 an acre. But how to maintain control once Disney Empire had been acquired? The solution turned out to be cartoon simple, thanks to the CIA. Disney turned to Wild Bill Donovan. He also partnered with Newton Irving, a New York law firm, whose attorneys included future CIA director William Gacy. Donovan's attorneys provided fake identities for Disney agents. They also set up a secret communications center and orchestrated a disinformation campaign in order to maintain control over the overall development. Disney and his advisors realized the company would have to find a way to limit the voting power of the private residents, even though they acknowledged their efforts violated the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution. Here again, the CIA was here to help. The principal legal strategist for Florida was a senior clandestine operative named Paul Helliwell. Now he's behind the drug running for the CIA.
That's right, I remember that name.
He helped launch the CIA secret war in Indochina. Helliwell relocated to Miami in 1960 in order to coordinate dirty tricks against Castro. At a secret seminar Disney convened in May 1965, Helliwell came up with an approach that to this day allows Disney organization to avoid taxation and environmental regulation, as well as maintain immunity from the U.S. Constitution. It was the same strategy the CIA pursued in foreign countries to set up a puppet government and use that regime to do your bidding. Though no one lived there, Helliwell advised Disney to establish at least two phantom cities, then use these fake governments to control land use, make sure the public monies for the theme park generated stayed in Disney's private hands. On paper, Disney World cities will be regular American hometowns, except their only official residents would be the handful of handpicked Disney loyalists who periodically elected the officials who, in turn, ceded complete control to Disney executives.
So this is just total corruption, and what you just reported raises two strong questions. Why is the CIA so interested in a Disneyland that attracts children? And why is the CIA man involved in the drug-running CIA empire involved? Right. So it could be that on part of that land that's not part of Disney World but is owned by Disney World, other things are going on. And there are cases of children disappearing at Disney World, numerous cases that are never addressed by local police. So this is very, very disturbing. Disney himself, is he known to have a strange sexuality?
Yeah.
What was he?
He was, when he turned 19 years old, he joined the original mother chapter of Demoloy in Kansas City, Missouri. And as he told me, it was a gay organization.
Oh, Demoloy. Yeah, Demoloy. So, Masonic. So, Disney is really dirty and really evil, and you don't want your children ever to step foot in the place, let alone watch their Disney channel. Now, Disney seems to be, with their Disney Plus channel, involved in some kind of propaganda effort worldwide. I mean, what has Disney been doing in recent years with their Disney Plus?
So, in 2022, they tried to launch Disney Plus in Turkey, but it failed miserably because no one was watching it.
But it is succeeding in other countries. What countries?
Yeah, so bear with us. This is a long list. This is all from 2022, May to June. South Africa, Algeria, Bahrain, Egypt, Iraq, Jordan, Kuwait, Lebanon, Libya, Morocco, Oman, Palestine territories, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Tunisia, United Arab Emirates, Yemen, Albania, Andorra, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Bulgaria, Croatia, Czech Republic, Estonia, Greece, Hungary, Kosovo, Latvia, Liechtenstein, Lithuania, Malta, Montenegro, North Macedonia, Poland, Romania, San Marino, Serbia, Slovakia, Slovenia, Turkey, and Vatican City. Well, Turkey was off the list at the end of 2022. Then Israel. Then territories. Faroe Islands, French Polynesia, French Southern Territories, St. Pierre and Miquelon, Overseas Collectives, Allen Islands, St. Martin, Svalbard, Jan Mayen, British Indian Ocean Territory, Gibraltar, Pitcairn Islands, and St. Helena.
Okay, so my first observation as what I little I know about capitalism is they're not making money on running Disney Plus in the Faroe Islands or at St. Pierre Miquelon, which is an island that's like 20 miles long off Labrador, which is actually a French possession. They're being funded by someone to do this. And if you hear the name of those countries, they're mostly countries that are behind the times on the woke culture. Countries who have to be brought in line with the gay movement, the transgendered movement, the socialist movement. Okay. So it seems pretty obvious that Disney is being funded or directed. I find it curious. So if Disney's involved in child trafficking, at least its employees, and it's backed by the CIA and even their drug running organization, did they perhaps buy Fox after Fox made this film so they could keep this film quiet?
Yeah, I think so.
And that means they spent like 24 or 40 billion to buy Fox, I forget the price, to keep silent this movie that cost 14 million. I'm not saying that was the sole motivation, but nothing is a coincidence in the deep state.
Yeah.
So, this film, so Disney is going to make, what is Disney's, does Disney have a relationship with Turkey? So they failed in Turkey. So that means they don't have a relationship with Turkey, or actually are really cozying up to Turkey?
They are getting very, very cozy. So in Istanbul, they have Walt Disney World Istanbul. Now they are building another Disney World, Disneyland type doohickey in Kazan.
Okay. And have they ever hired Turkish actors and actresses?
Yeah, they started in 2022, but nothing was reaching to the public and nothing was popping their interest. So this year, for the 100th anniversary of Ataturk and the founding of the fake Masonic modern state of Turkey, Turkey brought back Disney Plus and say, make us a TV series about Ataturk.
So Disney, now, for the audience who don't know who Ataturk was, briefly, AJ, who is Ataturk and what's his role in the modern state of Turkey and the history since the First World War?
So he is the mastermind behind Armenian genocide. He is behind the founding of the Young Turks, the modern state of Turkey, which is Masonic. And of, oh yes, he was Jewish.
Oh yes, the Greeks and the Syriacs were also genocide in the genocide. Yep. So that's really bizarre for Disney to make that film, except that the Young Turks are a Masonic organization, and the CIA is a Masonic organization. They're run by Skull and Bones. And Skull and Bones is a filial lodge of the Prussian Lodge at Berlin. And follow me a moment. The Prussian Lodge of Berlin has always had strong relations with the Grand Orient of Istanbul, which is the Masonic Lodge of Turkey. Okay, so that's why Germany and Turkey were allies in the First World War, and that's why in the Second World War, Turkey didn't join in against Germany. How outrageous is it for Disney, a family company, to make a film about a guy who is guilty for killing over 1.5 million Christian women, children, and men?
It is totally disgusting and reprehensible. I mean, this is like the first ever under the Disney label where they're actually going to make a TV series about this mass murderer.
And this is going to be distributed on Disney Plus, I guess.
Yeah.
To the whole Arab world.
Mm-hmm.
So it's highly likely that Turkish intelligence is funding this film because Erdogan has the goal of reestablishing the Ottoman Empire, but a Masonic one, and that would require the incorporation of most of the Middle East and North Africa into Turkish control again. They're not in favor of that, but he is. But this is basically like Disney making a film glorifying Adolf Hitler.
Yeah. Exactly.
And now, is there any outrage?
The Greeks are outraged. The Armenians are outraged. They're
happened in the United States, mainstream media, CNN outrage?
No, none of those people are outraged.
They're not outraged. What happened to their politics of, you know, you should be genociding minorities? Shouldn't be racist.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be Nazi, you know. Yep.
So I would probably say to the current new Greek government, drop Disney Plus, ban it in your country. Any other Christian nation, do the same. Boycott this thing.
Yeah, producing this film is probably the worst hate crime a media corporation could be involved in making a film. You make a film glorify. Now, when we say glorify, going to show the genocide and make excuses, or is going to ignore it as it never happened?
They're going to ignore it like it never happened.
Oh, so it's genocide denial.
Mm-hmm.
That's a crime in most countries of Europe. Genocide denial is a crime. If you deny that Jews were killed by the Germans, you go to jail in some countries like Germany. It's a very serious crime. So we will see once this film is made, and once it opens in theaters, in which country it opens, or if it's on Disney Plus, which countries in Europe are really against genocide, and which countries in Europe are only against the genocide of non-Christian people.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been a very informative show, deep dive into Disney and the movie Sound of Freedom. And we're not saying you don't watch the film, but keep in mind that this might be strong, what I call strong MKUltra drug.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the globalists are going to do another pandemic, or if another pandemic happens to happen, and you're locked down in your house, the police are going to tell you, take a new vaccine and stay in your house and do what you're told. And you're not going to obey the police unless you really respect the police, and Sound of Freedom, psychologically, this is what's going to do to you if you watch it. You're going to have such respect for the police because they're fighting to liberate these children that you'll do whatever you're told when a tyranny breaks out in your country. Yeah. And as an anthropologist, this is what I fear is the long game with Sound of Freedom. So watch it. It is evil what's going on in the world, and this is something that should be stopped. But don't let yourself be psychologically manipulated, because just because Ballard rescued a couple hundred or thousand children doesn't mean that every policeman's honest and that you should obey everything he says.
Yeah. So please like and share this program. Please watch our program, and please be generous to the studio fundraiser so we can get our own equipment, computers, everything, so we can be totally independent. And this is Order Militaris Radio TV signing off. Deus Volt.
Deus Volt.